We're going to begin our study on Kingdom Ways to Prosper in Financial Famine with the topic of God Wants Me to Prosper. I have found there are Christians in the church who don't believe in prosperity and preach against prosperity, but that is not biblical teaching and certainly not the will of God for you. So to begin our study, I want to first settle this issue that may be in your mind that God doesn't want you to prosper. And I will begin with scriptures that reveal God's will is for you to prosper and that He wishes above all things that you prosper. So let's look at scriptures for the attitude the Lord has about your prosperity. 3 John 2. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. 3 John 2 in the Amplified. Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in every way, and that your body may keep well, even as I know your soul keeps well and prospers. Psalms 35:27. Let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. Yea, let them say continually, Let the Lord be magnified, which hath pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. Beloved is referring to Christians in this letter the Apostle John, the beloved disciple of Christ, wrote to the church, telling the church in that time and the church today that God wants, desires above all other things, that we prosper in our finances. Deuteronomy 8:18, But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power, the capacity, the means, the ability, or the path to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant which he sware unto thy fathers as it is this day. Proverbs 10:22. The blessing of the Lord, it makes truly rich, and he adds no sorrow with it, neither does toiling increase it. It is the anointing of God, the power of God, the blessing of the Lord, that is the very thing God will use to prosper us, and so God certainly can't be against our prospering when he told us he is giving us the power to get wealth. 2 Chronicles 16:9. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to shew himself strong in behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward him. Philippians 4:19. And my God will liberally supply, fill to the full, to the overflowing point, your every need according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. So settle with these scriptures the issue in your mind whether God wants you to prosper today. With those he was in covenant with all through the Bible, he prospered them, and now it is your turn to prosper with the covenant prosperity. God has given you the power, the anointing, the blessing, for the exact reason to prosper you. In this time of financial famine all over the world, the Lord must prosper you, or you won't be able to carry out kingdom work, for your time will be spent meeting your needs, and the gospel of Jesus Christ and the gospel of the kingdom of God will not be preached, and Jesus' return for the church will be delayed. That, my friend, is why the church needs to prosper. Now make these powerful confessions with me. Confessions, the attitude of the Lord about my prosperity. God wants me to prosper. God wishes above all things that I prosper. It is the will of God and the determination of God that I walk in prosperity. The Lord takes pleasure in my prosperity. God wants me financially free, financially delivered from this godless financial world system, and debt-free. He wants me experiencing the above and beyond what I can ask or think. He wants me blessed coming in and going out and breaking through the limitations that have been on me and breaking through the chokehold and the anxiety and the pressure of this world system. I am erasing the question mark about the will of God to prosper me, and I am replacing it with an exclamation mark that God, beyond a shadow of doubt, wants me to prosper in this time and this economy. God has given me the power to get wealth in order that He can establish His covenant with me in the earth. My God has a covenant determination to prosper me. And now I take my responsibility to believe it and receive it now. I receive right now heaven's prosperity to explode in my life and explode in my household. That means every bill is paid. The Lord is fully and liberally supplying every need that I have according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. All debt is removed and cast into the sea. And my motive for accumulation of heaven's prosperity is to be a distribution center for the kingdom of God.